Country Bob FM.
Bob Almanac today is the 9th of April. It is Thursday. It's the 100th day. We've hit triple digits now as far as our calendar with 266 full days left to go. Now, you know, this guy was best known for his beautiful penmanship and his impeccable signature. I mean, his signature was just pristine. But you know what? He was also a bit of a rebel. In fact, he was the one who was credited, maybe, with the first act of rebellion against British authority in the colonies. The state 17... We're talking about John Hancock, of course. You mean Herbie Hancock.
Right.
John Hancock refuses to allow two British customs agents to go below the deck of his ship. And that is considered by some the first act of physical resistance to British authority. 1768.
It was going to happen.
So yesterday we reported that yesterday was the day that they did the whole Appomattox courthouse thing. Actually, it's today. I have 5-6 different sources. One of the sources had yesterday, April 8th, as the date.
Right.
And then I kind of went through and saw it again here today. And April 9th is the actual date. It's such a big, important event in history. It deserves double mention.
And are we just days away from the assassination of President Lincoln?
Oh, days away. General Robert E. Lee surrendered his Confederate army of some, I don't know, he still had some 20,000 troops there, to Union General Ulysses S. Grant. It was in the parlor of Wilmer McLean's home. Grant allowed rebel officers to keep their sidearms and permitted soldiers to keep their horses and mules. Though there were still Confederate armies in the field, the war was officially over. And, you know, there were still some battles that went on.
Yes.
Shortly after, I think the Battle of New Orleans continued and raged on.
Right. A few more days before the word came down.
Communication was just so slow.
No Twitter.
At that point in time. Yeah, back then you would have had President Abe Lincoln would have tweeted out.
Yeah.
That it was over.
Yep, but it continued, and boy, it was a tough time in our history, maybe the toughest.
We needed to go through Reconstruction.
Yes, we did.
Followed a period of Reconstruction. 1881, famed outlaw Billy the Kid, convicted of murder of the killing of a New Mexico sheriff, Neil Freeman, with more as our Wild West correspondent.
Then he was sentenced to hang. But he escaped the next day. I think he shot another deputy sheriff at that point, escaped, but his days were numbered. Pat Garrett would catch up with him and shoot him, gun him down.
Way to go, Pat.
He was wanted dead or alive.
So who shot and killed more people, Billy the Kid or Twinkie the Kid? I don't know.
Yeah.
Twinkie the Kid, if people ate enough Twinkies, I mean, with that saturated fat, it could be argued that Twinkie the Kid killed more people than Billy the Kid.
Right, right.
Think about it.
Well, you know, certainly Twinkie the Kid has been around a lot longer than Billy.
Right.
He was very young when he was out of business.
1905, the first aerial ferry bridge went into operation. Guess where?
Ferry aerial bridge.
Duluth.
Really?
Yeah.
That was the first one?
The aerial bridge in Duluth. Happy birthday, aerial bridge in Duluth. 115 years old today.
That's impressive.
For that classic bit of architecture. It's iconic.
It is.
You know, you see anything with Duluth. I mean, heck, the hockey team up there, UMD, the Bulldogs, they put it on their jersey. They got like a little patch. It's really kind of cool. And it's still in operation to this day. With the big horn and everything goes up. And now got to let those big ships through.
Yes, it does. And that's solidly constructed.
It sounds like it. 1905. 1945, the NFL, National Football League, the officials decreed that it was mandatory for football players to wear socks in all league games. There were a lot of players prior to that, they didn't wear socks. Their shoes must have been stinky.
Oh, my gosh.
Wouldn't you think? Imagine? I mean, Dr. Scholes could have made some money had he had already invented his odor eaters. Now, you had to wear, it had to be a full sock, though. It had to be long stockings. It couldn't be just a little booty.
Right.
It had to be the full thing. And guys wanted to show off their calves.
Yes.
That's why they were not wearing socks. That was in 45. Let's go back to 1959 on this next one.
These men, the nation's Project Mercury astronauts,
are here after a long and perhaps unprecedented series of evaluations which told our medical consultants and scientists of their superb adaptability to their coming flight.
We were still about a decade away from going to the moon, but we started the old Mercury project on this date, and the first seven astronauts in the history of the American Space Program and NASA announced on this date. Four names that are very familiar if you look at the list: Glenn, Grissom, Shira, and Shepard.
Okay.
Those are the four that really pop out at me. Yep. That was this date, 1959. Newsreel time, 62.
Ring! It's official. The opening of the baseball season sees President Kennedy on hand in Washington as the Senators play the Detroit Tigers in the new $20 million District of Columbia Stadium. The largest crowd in Washington baseball history, 45,000. And a couple of hundred photographers see the president throw out a looper for the players to scramble.
It was a little more of an Aesop pitch there. Aethos pitch. For John F. Kennedy. Little did he know that stadium would later on, in less than 10 years, be named after his brother.
Brother, RFK.
That became RFK Stadium. That was the new D.C. stadium. It was the first of what became known as the cookie-cutter round multi-purpose stadiums.
I wonder who won that exciting ball game.
I don't know. Look it up.
Washington
but in 62,
and Detroit.
The Detroit Tigers, the Senators, were moving out of Griffith Stadium, mm-hmm. which was an old, kind of decrepit old ballpark. So they moved into the modern digs on this date in 62. I don't think RFK Stadium is no longer, I don't think it's used anymore.
No, I don't think it is.
There was a soccer team there. They had the MLS team playing there, but that might have been it.
So just real quick now, that was the Senators.
1962.
Okay, they had already, you know, we'd gotten the Twins from
Washington
in 60. And they gave them a franchise.
They gave them new
right
Senators,
yeah,
and they
right
eventually
away.
Became the Rangers.
That's right.
So there
That's
was the new was. Senators that came yes, in. In fact, yes. the Twins opened up against the Senators at home in 61.
They couldn't have been.
Which is very
that,
ironic.
They couldn't have been that good even then, the Senators. They had some rough times.
They did their best.
Yes.
1999, Faith Hill began her first solo tour. Huh. Faith Hill's This Kiss Tour, and guess where it began? Right here, Target Center, Minneapolis,
nice.
Downtown.
Nice.
Her first solo tour for Faith Hill, 1999. Birthdays now. Let's go to Walton's Mountain, should we?
Yes.
Can we talk? As long as you mind your manners. And no tickling at the table.
No tickling at the table. You know, that was never a problem at our house. Because we got down to business. We would
You're
eat.
Right.
There's no time for tickling at
no.
the table.
We were eating. That was serious business.
That was Mama Walton, Michael Learned, 81 today. And, of course, the big question is, I mean, we have questions all the time. Marianne
sure.
or Ginger, Laverne or Shirley. Of course, mine is always Caroline or Olivia.
Mm.
Caroline Ingalls, Olivia Walton. I always go Caroline. I'm always have been a Karen Grassley guy. Although Michael Learned fetching.
Well, she fathered a child with Matt Dillon.
And on an episode of Gunsmoke?
On an episode of Gunsmoke.
Was she with child?
Well, no.
Was she with child?
After a rendezvous
with Matt Dillon. If she got pregnant, she's
Dillon.
With child.
She was.
That's what they said on those shows. You're not pregnant, you're with child.
Well, we didn't find it out for another 20 years after the show ended. Then we found out in a movie that Matt Dillon had fathered a son.
Really?
A daughter
it was the return to Gunsmoke?
Yes. With Michael Learned.
Huh.
Don't break the heart.
Lost country hit from the late 1970s, sung by Margo Smith. She had a pair of number one hits. I remember this because we were listening to country radio in the late 70s, probably on WDGY 1130.
Darling, please.
Going around with their country cruiser van they used to have, my buddy Russ Bohatty. So Margo Smith, her other hit was It Only Hurts for a Little While. Margo Smith is 78 today. Hal Ketchum's on our list today. Happy birthday, Hal Ketchum. He's 67.
Very nice.
We know what he sounds like.
And he's in bad health, unfortunately.
Yeah, Alzheimer's, right?
Yeah, he's...
I heard he had Alzheimer's.
Yeah, he's struggling.
They had a fundraiser for him in Texas. Our friend from New Hope, Sharon from New Hope, who goes down to Texas, said that they had a fundraiser near her house.
When I introduced him at the Medina, he asked several times for a T-shirt, a Bob T-shirt, which I finally gave to him.
You usually follow up on those. You're very good.
He wore it proudly.
So Hal Ketchum, happy birthday. Best of wishes, thoughts, and prayers with him
Absolutely.
And his battle through Alzheimer's. He is 67, Dennis Quaid.
Anybody want to tell me how we lost that game?
You quit out there. I'm talking about having dreams. You don't have dreams, you don't have anything.
You're the one who should be wanting something more.
Last time I checked, scouts aren't looking for high school science teachers.
We start winning, you try out again.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right, he made the bet, and guess what? He made it to the major leagues as the rookie.
That was good.
The rookie.
He also was a great Doc Holliday and Wyatt Earp.
Well, he was a good actor, and I think he did
he still
better.
Is.
He was better at managing his money than his cousin Randy Quaid.
Right.
If exactly. I recall. 66 for Dennis Quaid today.
I know, I'm 10 minutes late.
Well, I'm 3 weeks late.
What?
I'm pregnant.
Fair change.
Talk about being with child.
Right.
There is Cynthia Dixon, who was Miranda on Sex and the City, 54 today. Let's go to the Cosby House.
Elf, but I'm not a woman.
Yes, you are, just like I'm a man.
You're no man, you're Bud.
You gotta love Bud.
Yeah.
And it's not the Cosby House, it's the Huxtable House.
Yes.
So Keisha Knight Pulliam, she was as cute as anything on that show. One of the reasons it was as big and as popular as it was. A lot of girls were named Keisha.
Yeah.
Or Rudy. That was her title. That was
because
the name
of
her show.
Cosby Show.
Yeah, she's 41. Here's a wannabe vampire. And in fact, I think she actually became one.
You're impossibly fast and strong. Your skin is pale white and ice cold. Hmm. Your eyes change color. And sometimes you speak like you're from a different time.
It sounds very attractive, to be honest.
I can't
believe
here,
I can't believe she's stuck with him because of all those deficiencies, but she did. Kristen Stewart is 30 today.
Oh, have Bran the Broken, first of his name, King of the Andals and the First Men, Lord of the Six Kingdoms, and Protector of the Realm.
We all need a Protector of the Realm. That's Bran, that wasn't his voice, but he is Bran the Broken. He eventually, at the end of Game of Thrones, their final episode, he became the king of Westeros, Neil. Did you know that?
I did not.
This kid played Bran. He could see through the three-eyed crow's eyes, and he could fly and do all kinds of stuff.
Holy
he became,
cow.
Yeah, he had some powers.
Skilled.
He saw something that he shouldn't have saw from high up in a tower, got pushed. Was then at that point couldn't walk anymore, became paralyzed. Mm. And that's basically the whole story of the Game of Thrones.
Tragic.
Pretty much is how it went. Isaac Hempstead Wright, 21 today.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse through the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
Do you know Billy Ray Cyrus? Neil?
Oh, I know him, yeah.
This is Billy Ray Cyrus.
Sure it is.
Along with Lil Nas X. Remember that
huge
song from a few years ago? It was last year. When was this? 2019?
Tried to block it out of my memory.
Old Town Road. Lil Nas X is 21. And then this young lady was only like 11 or 12 on America's Got Talent. I swore I thought she was just lip syncing.
How old is she when she's singing?
She was 11 or 12.
What?
Because she's 20 today. Actually, she's only 10. She was on America's Got Talent in 2010 here as I look further in. So
that's
like 10.
Well, that is talent. That's not even right.
No, she's like some kind of an angel.
Yeah.
International superstar Jackie Ivanko.
That is crazy.
She's 20.
All right, gone but not forgotten. Actor and musician Efren Zimbalist Sr., I think we know Junior better, but Sr., 1889. He was a wonderful character actor, was in several Westerns, and It's a Wonderful Life. Ward Bond.
You all right? Hey, what's the matter?
Now get out of here, Bert, or I'll hit you again. Get out of here.
What the Sam Hill are you yelling for, George?
You...
George. Bert, do you know me?
Know you? You kidding? I've been looking all over town trying to find you.
It was back to life, back to reality there for George.
Yes, it was. That's in It's a Wonderful Life, the great Ward Bond. born on this day in 1903. He started a magazine in the 50s, and it's still available today, I do believe. Playboy magazine founder Hugh Hefner.
Did they bury him in his robe?
I think so.
They should have.
He had a way with the ladies. 1926. Tremendously talented. One of the, what do they call it? The Million Dollar Quartet, Carl Perkins. Oh, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Well, you can. He's a rock and roll Hall of Famer. 1932. What about Wild King? Now, while Marlon Perkins was back at camp, fanning and eating grapes and strawberries, hey, Jim Fowler was...
Marlon went out and he would get his hands dirty.
Yeah, it was just, he did.
It was only with like the little tiger bear cub or, you know, the small little babies. When it came to wrestling like the elk out in the middle of the, 5 feet of snow.
Because of the bitter cold air and the deep snow, it was deemed unwise to tranquilize the animal. So our biologist, Dick Denny, came up with a plan. He decided that it would be safest for the elk if we merely jumped on the animal and pinned it in the snow.
And, of course, he volunteered Jim Fowler to do it.
Jim, why don't you take care of that? Wrestling the anaconda is Jim Fowler, born on this day, 1932.
That was from Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. And you know what was the most controversial part of that show was the fact that Marlon Perkins got his insurance from Allstate.
That was not right.
Scandalous.
It was. Comedian, he was part of Burns and Schreiber, Avery Schreiber.
Nacho cheese flavor. The crunch says Doritos. The flavor says cheese. Nacho cheese Doritos brand tortilla chips.
I swear, nacho cheese Doritos tasted better in the 70s than they do now. I think they've tinkered with the formula way too much.
You might be right.
The big question would be how many actual bags of Avery Schreiber of those. I mean, how much weight did he put on doing those commercials?
And he was a little
stout,
round.
He was poorly.
Yes, he was, and he had a fine cookie duster, Dorito duster mustache. Avery Schreiber, born on this day, 1935. And one golfer here, Seve Ballesteros, the great Spaniard, one of the most liked and enjoyable golfers. He could get out of trouble, got into trouble, but always found a way out of trouble, it seemed to me. He was born on this day, 1957. We lost him to cancer. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Those Spanish golfers can be a little bit of, they can be hotheads.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
You must have a little Spanish in you.
I must.
Watching you golf, you must have a little Spaniard in you.
And I could get into trouble. It was getting out of trouble that I struggled
with. Exactly. Usually involves a foot wedge or two.
Yes.
So would you like to start a Bobathon with Toby Keith? I want to talk about me, Brooks and Dunn, Red Dirt Road, or our birthday guy, Hal Ketchum, and Sure Love.
What the hell? Let's do it.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD.